Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, I'm going to create an image, a reusable image, from the existing configuration in a virtual machine. So to start off with, I have a virtual machine that I've already set up and I've been working with for a few minutes here. You can see it's called Bob's Image. Let's take a look at it, its configuration inside of the portal. If you go to the dashboard, you can see, first of all, I am using an A4 with 8 cores and 16 gigs of memory. And I believe, oh yeah, you can see the disks that are associated with it. There's a 2 gig disk and a 5 gig disk called Bob's Image 1 and Bob's Image 2. And we could drill into that a little bit more. If you take a look at the Configure tab, you can see that it is not in an availability set. However, it is set up to have an endpoint for MS SQL, so at port 1433. Okay, so let's then go into the machine itself. I copy the RDP file onto my desktop and I'm connected into that machine right here. And what my objective is to set up the machine and then create an image and see what do we get that gets copied over from the image, so that the next time we create a hard drive, a virtual machine off of that image, what comes along and what doesn't. So I created an image using the virtual machine for SQL Server Web Edition. So if you pop open SQL Server Management Studio and connect to it, you can see that I've already set up a database called My Database. It has one table called My Table, and it has, let's see, just two rows of data, I believe. Select, yeah, edit. So I just have two little nonsensical little phrases in there. Now, the more important thing is where I actually stored the data files for that database. So if we go to and look at, you remember we have two drives that have been attached to this virtual machine, the F volume, which is 2 gigs, and the G volume, which is 5 gigs. In the G volume, I created a data folder, and that's where my database and the log files are stored. So let's take a look then at the F, and what I did in all of the hard drives, or at least the C and the F, I added a little file, a text file, and I just put some text in there. And I did the same thing for the C drive and put a C file.txt. And I also created one on the desktop called desktop file, and this is just a little extra text here. And again, I want to see what gets copied over into the newly created image and what doesn't. Will SQL Server make it? Will the database that I create make it? Will these files make it into the image? Okay, so that's my little experiment here. And to get started, what I'm going to do is actually open up the command prompt, and I'm going to navigate into the Windows directory, into the system32 directory, and I think it's sysprep is the directory. Yeah, and then I'm just going to run sysprep. And when I do that, it's going to launch the system preparation tool, and it's going to first of all perform a cleanup on our virtual machine. And I'm going to go ahead and select the generalize checkbox here. And then it's going to shut down the virtual machine. I'm actually going to say go ahead and shut it down. And I'm going to kick that off, and that's going to take several minutes, but it's preparing the hard drive or the virtual machine to be used as an image. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording of the video because this is going to take a little bit of time. It will disconnect me from the remote desktop connection, and then the next time I see it will be in the portal. So let's go ahead and just pause right here. Okay, it's been about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes or so I walked away from the computer, honestly. And it seems like the system preparation tool did its work. It shut down the virtual machine, and now we're here. So the next step in the process is to click the capture button, and this allows us to give the image a name, probably something a little more friendly than that. Let's just call it Bob's Image. Hopefully that'll work. And then we'll say SQL Server and more. And I'm gonna click the little check mark next to I have run sysprep on the virtual machine. Great. And it says that the virtual machine will be deleted after the image is captured. So this is it. You're converting this over and it's no longer gonna be available as a virtual machine. It's only gonna be available as an image from this point on. So I'm cool with that. I'm gonna go ahead and click complete. And now this will take a few minutes as well. Okay, and after a few more minutes, it looks like that if we go to the instances, our virtual machine is gone. However, it does show up now in our images. Great. Okay, so the next thing is to go ahead and try to create a new virtual machine based on that image. So we'll go to Compute Virtual Machine from Gallery. We're going to choose an image from My Images, and you can see we have a Bob's image here. I can see something promising here that it has three disks, but other than that, I don't have many more details. Now, as I go through this, I'm going to give it a name. So Bob's VM, let's call it Bob's VM. Let's see if that works. And then notice that it did not retain the size of the, the machine type. I'm going to have to reselect A4 or give it a different. Let's see what happens when I give it A2. Okay, let's do that. And then we're going to have to give it a new username. And click next. Here we have to choose a cloud service. So that didn't come over. And I'm not going to give it an availability set. And notice that it doesn't retain the endpoint. So I'm going to have to choose that all over again if, in fact, I want it. Not MySQL. I want MSSQL. There we go. Let's get rid of that. Okay, let's go next. And let's hit complete. And now let's watch the fireworks. Okay, through the magic of editing, it's taken about 10 minutes, but we're back here in the portal. It looks like it's finished creating Bob's VM. I have already clicked the connect button, downloaded the RDP file. I've already dragged it to my desktop. I've already edited it. And now I'm going to double click it for the first time and log in. Okay, and things are slowly coming online. Let's click note of that. Let's open up. Now, you notice that we don't have our desktop file, and we don't have our, I added some links from tools to the toolbar, and I don't have those, but I do have an E drive and an F drive. So, formerly was the F drive. Let's open this up, and you can see that. So, it mounted the drives a little bit differently. Here is my F file on the E drive, so that's interesting. And let's see what happened with our database server. Now it's on the F drive, and when we go to launch SQL Server Management Studio, I'm willing to bet things are going to be a little confused. So let's find SQL Server Management Studio. There you are. Let's go ahead and pin you out to the taskbar. Back here and open you up. And while that's launching, let's take a look at the C drive. See if we can find our C file. Our C file is still there. Okay, so that's the contents of our drives are here. Unfortunately, the mounting of the letters of the drives are a little bit off. I think we can fix that though. All right, and finally it came up. I'm going to click connect. All right, let's see if we can find databases. And it says something with regards to a recovery pending. So some challenges, but almost everything is set up correctly. And we can go from there with it. So still pretty cool. All right, so that's all I really wanted to demonstrate. Our little experiment was partially successful. It was very interesting and informative. But let's move on. We'll see you in the next module. Thank you.